This is how Tomás Betes makes a living in Buenos Aires. He exports goats to other parts of the world. Last month, for the first time in 3 decades, the country's inflation rate increased to more than 100%.
There is lots of instability in the prices we pay in transport, food and grass, and different exchange rates the government implements. It gets very complicated.
Argentina has also been implementing exchange rate controls because of a shortage of dollars. People like Betes are paid at the official exchange rate that is much lower than the market value of the dollar.
The government has been applying different exchange rates to different sectors to encourage producers to sell their products. The latest one is known as the dollar agro that will benefit the rural sector in this country. The main objective is to help replenish this country's impoverished coffers. But most people say that this is a temporary solution that won't solve Argentina's endemic economic troubles.
Betes says the government measures are not enough.
This only benefits a small group of people. There are so many dollars that I have lost track. It doesn't help small producers like us, but the big ones, and those involved in large agribusiness. The government is trying to grab dollars and money in any way they can.
A top exporter of soy and corn, the country is dealing with a historic drought. It is having a huge impact on the economy, complicating access to foreign currency and forcing yet another round of negotiations with the IMF over a $44 billion loan.
There are problems that worry us very much, and we inherited a huge debt with the IMF, but we were conscious to include a clause that if the economic situation changes for reasons outside politics, then we will have to rethink the program, and that's what we are doing now.
With poverty rates on the rise and financial instability, economists say the situation could easily deteriorate in the lead-up to the elections in October.
I see a risk of a situation getting worse. The lack of finance, inflation pressures, the degree of distortions that the government have to engage in order to postpone the adjustment has been getting deeper.
Argentina's productive sector is struggling to cope with soaring inflation, drought and political uncertainty. For now, it seems, no measure will have the impact that people in the country urgently need. Teresa Bo, Al Jazeera, Buenos Aires.
Well, still ahead here on the News Hour.